Welcome to today's Let's Talk Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with AP, Indianola Public Works Director, about Indianola Street projects. As hard as it is to believe, summer is coming to a close, and the city of Indianola has had a lot of street projects going on over the course of the summer. Tell us a little bit about what has been completed so far over the summer months.
So it's nearing completion. Some of the projects are completed and some of them are nearing completion. You can say it's substantially completed. One of the big projects is the East Iowa paving project, which is near 15th Street and Iowa Avenue, which opens up the industrial complex area. That is nearing completion, where it's substantially completed. It's open for traffic now. There's a final walkthrough items that still needs to be completed. And the other project that's ongoing right now is Valley Place next to True Bank and Taco Bell. That is, the completion date on that project is October 30th. And I'm hoping it'll be done much before that, but we'll wait and see. So those are the two big projects that's ongoing and nearing completion. We also know about the square, the construction on the square. The first phase of the project is where it's ongoing right now, and we are hoping to complete it before the winter and open it up for traffic for the winter, the square. Then there will be eventual more phases that will be opening up next year. So it's multi-phase project where it's going to accommodate the businesses and the traffic in the Indianola Square.
Well, I know what maybe isn't as good for farmers and growing crops is good for road construction projects. We've had a very nice summer as far as not a lot of severe weather. Has that helped the timetables for a lot of these projects?
Yes, it's amazing how, what's not good for the farmers, but it's helped us in terms of lack of rainy days kind of helps us. But it also, we don't know that the lack of rainy days also doesn't help with some of the compaction testing requirements. So it kind of helps and also doesn't help in a way, but it certainly, in terms of working days, it has helped to make sure that the projects are completed in a timely way.
Well, I know one of the issues has been not only the square project that needs to get done, but it's such a narrow area, and then working in conjunction with the courthouse construction. Talk about some of the challenges there. I know that's not something, you know, you have to plan and engineer out, but just talk about some of the difficulties there.
Sure. So some of the challenges are, again, there's so much business around that. There's ongoing construction for the Justice Center. So there's so much complexities, and the city has taken the extra effort to phase it out in multiple phases and accommodate the businesses. Right now, none of the businesses are closed because of the project. We are making sure that pedestrian access is available at all times to all businesses during the construction stage. You know, so that is a complex way of doing construction project, because it's easier to just shut it off and do the business, but the city is making sure that we are going through that phase and making sure that we are accommodating all businesses.
All right, we'll talk about how we're preparing for the winter months and then some of the projects that are taking place. I know you can't just do any road construction, but that doesn't mean the work stops.
Right. I mean, the winter months, as far as the street division, we are basically getting ready to do some crack sealing. So it's a process to elongate the life of the pavement. That's the street division. We have completed major projects such as South R Street 2, which I forgot to add, South R Pavement Rehabilitation Project. So where we are going next is basically working towards making sure that we are prepared for the winter snow removal activities. We are getting our snows. We are getting ready with our equipment, snow fencing, everything that's needed for the snow removal activities. We're getting ready with that. As far as the projects are concerned, there's major projects that's upcoming for us. We have the Hillcrest Avenue, we have the South K Street, and possibly Boston Avenue project with the American Rescue Plan funding that we are going to get. So currently it's being designed and planned for the next fiscal years. The start of the project is going to be dictated by the construction easement requirements, DOT approvals, if there's anything. So some of them projects may have easement acquisitions So such as those, it's going to be dictated, the timeline is going to be dictated on those requirements.
All right, and as always, I like to end my interviews with the street department with, if anybody notices any street that's in need of repair or some sort of pothole, how can they get in contact and alert the city to that?
Sure, they should go to the city's website. Our best resource is to go to our city's website. There's a form center there to notify us about potholes. They can call us at Public Works Department. So there's multiple ways to contact us, but I think the best approach is to contact the city directly. That way we know where our repairs are needed, so that way we can accommodate that. If it's not critical, we will add it to our list to make sure it's being completed at some time in the future.
Thanks to AP for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.